This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He's a member of the Foreign Relations Committee. Thank God you're on that committee. Let me ask you, what is Dick Cheney pushing this guy for? He's an oil guy with Halliburton. Now he's pushing a fellow oil guy. The neocons got their arms around Tillerson already. What's going on here? Why has he got the love of Cheney, the hawk?
Well, I just hope he didn't get a friendship award from Dick Cheney. That might be a problem. But, you know, I'm keeping an open mind on Tillerson. I want to know what his worldview is more than where he's traveled or who he knows. And I think it may be overblown. I mean, he's made deals in many, many countries. You know, some award, I don't know that this means that he's skiing and fishing with Putin. They got some award. So let's hear at least a little bit about what his worldview is. Does he believe in intervention ad nauseum in the Middle East? Does he believe in regime change, nation building? You know, some of the things that I've been encouraged about Donald Trump, we haven't agreed on some things, but I have been encouraged that he thinks that regime change in the Middle East hasn't made us safer or more secure, that he hasn't been for nation building, regime change, and he thinks I honestly believe he's learned the lesson that the Iraq War didn't help us as a country.
Well, and I think that's a fair statement, which the senator just poses, is that, look, we need to look into this a little bit more. I got to tell you, Tillerson, for me, came out of nowhere. I don't know about you. I just, all of a sudden, he's, whoa, you know, we're talking about all these other candidates, and then Tillerson comes in, and he's leading the charge. I mean, you didn't hear about too many dinners or any dinner that he could have had or should have had with Donald Trump, president-elect. But all of a sudden he's the lead guy, and now he's the one that Donald Trump has said he's my Secretary of State. He's my choice. With all this background and success as a deal maker, Rand Paul says something here interesting in terms of nation building, and I believe our country has gone through this process and understanding that the disruption that happened during the Arab Spring. I don't see this, okay, and I may be missing something, I will tell you up front. I didn't see the disruption of the nations happening as a result of some meddling, from our country or any other country. Did you, Scott, or am I missing something here? I thought it was just the people's movement in all these varying nations just being fed up at large. And as I said before, I believe that movement that you look back in the Arab Springs where the people just mounted up and said, enough, I'm not going to be led by these group of people, which is what Bill Federer had kind of cited in terms of the dynamic and the genesis of leadership and followership. So now you have what happened with the Arab Spring, and of course that catches fire with Brexit. And some have said, well, that's interesting. I'm not sure I'm there yet to see the relationship, but I think that there's a relationship between the Arab Spring, Brexit, and of course what happened here recently in the United States.
Yeah, I'm kind of the wrong person to ask on this.
What do you mean? Why are you here?
Yeah. Well,
wait,
no.
I
just have a different...
It's okay.
A military is not there to rebuild. A military has a very defined goal. Mm-hmm. You are there to defeat an enemy.
And you go and break things.
You break things. You break things.
Yeah.
When somebody says nation building to me, I think of that. Oh well, we bombed everything, and now we'll rebuild it for you.
Right.
And that's not that does nothing for anybody. And that's been, I think we've shown that in the Middle East.
Well, how can we impose our reality on other people? I mean, look what it's taken here in our government over 200 years of blood, treasure, you know, all the emotions, everything that in its totality that's been invested to get us where we are. How do you get people? I mean, a lot of people say, hey, I like America. I'd like to be there. But do you really understand what's involved here and the investment that you have to make? Because we have citizens here that think, hey, it's just a free ride and they don't need to invest anything. But let me tell you, heavy lifting is required and it's just around the corner for all of us because it's about we the people.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And I was mentioning to Joe that this gets to be an annual event that we're looking forward to. Always appreciate talking with Joe Manosso of Chicago Fire. And this year, again, as we did last year, we're talking about a Bee Burn Aware campaign with Shriners Hospital. Joe, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
The pleasure is all mine, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. I'm fantastic.
Hey, congratulations. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's a happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Back at you, buddy. Hey, congratulations, by the way. The 100th episode of Chicago Fire aired here recently. How exciting is that for you?
Pretty exciting. You know, it's definitely one of those things as an actor you never really expect. Something like this moment to happen, you know. You usually, as a television actor, expecting, well, hopefully I'll get a season's worth of work and then I'll move on to the next thing and find something else. And to reach 100 episodes is a milestone for any television show. And we're really blessed that we get to do it with people that we admire and love.
Yeah, not to mention on top of that, I mean, you're especially blessed. You got married this fall, huh?
Yeah, 2016 was definitely the year of Joe. There was a lot going on. We got married back in October, and it was a beautiful affair. You know, I actually met my wife on the show. She's a makeup artist for Chicago Fire. Mm-hmm. It was a real family affair. Like, the entire cast was there. We had people from Met there, from PD, and we did it here in Chicago. We made sure that we wanted to honor the city that we met in. So we had like a big speakeasy wedding, and it was a great, great time.
Well, all the best to both of you, and especially this holiday season, your first together as a married couple. We're talking with Joe Manosso, who stars as Joe Cruz on NBC's hit show, Chicago Fire. And he, again, is partnering with Shriners this year to bring to the forefront how important it is for home safety. Did you know that this is the time of year when the majority of home fires and burns occur? Joe, we brought this up last year, and again, we want to remind the good folks to be vigilant about home safety, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, and it's actually, what's funny about it is Shriners did a survey this year and found out that even though we're informed, even though so many of us know to do simple things like keeping our tree water daily and keeping pot handles turned to the back of the stove so that kids can't tip them over and suffer any kind of severe burn, unfortunately, only a small percentage of us actually take advantage of these facts and make sure that we're being safe at home. And that's exactly why they want us to go to the BeBurnAware.org site, There's a small test that takes about 5 minutes. You can find out exactly how safe your home is during the holiday season, and it can help in just preventing a lot of unnecessary burns in the home.
Joe, is it that we just take so much for granted with the technology and the advancements of things? What is it? Are we just still... I mean, gosh, one of the first things we learn as children is it's hot, you know, stay away from it and to beware of fire.
Yeah,
but for
fire
some
back.
Reason, we've
yeah.
become casual. What's going on?
You know, I don't know. It's funny that you say, you know, technology. I think there is a certain level of complacency. I think that we can get really lost and carried away in just kind of the holiday celebrations. There's a lot of commotion, a lot of families in town. Everybody's cooking. Everybody's running around, having a good time and enjoying one another. And, you know, every home loves candles. Like, my wife is obsessed with candles. So at any given moment in the evening, there's like 78 candles lit in my house. It takes half an hour just to turn off candles before we leave a room.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, because of the burn aware, we've been able to acknowledge the fact that we shouldn't leave these candles unattended, and because anything can happen, you know, really just in a second, in a heartbeat. And I think it's just, you know, you get so carried away with dealing with the holiday season and dealing with the family that you just forget the simple stuff. And that's why the Shriners Hospitals for Children is so great, because they're really just giving us an opportunity to remember the simple things that can keep us safe at home.
Well, you know, to your point, Joe, this happens so fast. I mean, we've seen these videos of how quick a dry Christmas tree, for example, can go up. And I mean, we're talking something in seconds here that before you know it, a living room can be greatly and can be rapidly engulfed, right?
Oh, my goodness, it's so true. Yeah, a Christmas tree will ignite in a dry Christmas tree can ignite in 7 to 10 seconds. And just to give you a point of fact, it takes the average firefighter 1 to 3 minutes to arrive to a call. And that is after they've actually received the call. And usually a call doesn't come in till, you know, a good 2-3 minutes into something burning in your home.
Wow.
So that gives you anywhere between a 3 to 5 minute window. And I saw a video when we first started filming the show where an entire one-bedroom apartment off of one lit cigarette butt in a bed was up in flames in 3 minutes flat, like the entire apartment. And that's how quickly it can happen. And so, like, you know, if as long as you're cautious and as long as you're careful, a lot of this can be prevented, you know. And just in general, it's also important, make sure you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. So many people don't have one, and it's such an easy get, and it can help save so many lives.
Exactly. Well, Joe, this new survey that you referenced that was commissioned by Shriners Hospital for Children found that many of us could be in greater danger than we think. 70% are aware that live Christmas trees should be watered daily, but only 5% actually do it, right?
Yes, and that's exactly what I think was so fascinating about the survey is the fact that, you know, we are knowledgeable. We do know that there are things to do, but unfortunately we don't take advantage of the simple steps. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, I really wanted to join up with Shriners again this year and try and really emphasize the point, you know, to do the simplest thing this holiday season. You know, turn off those candles when you leave a room, water your tree daily, keep a pan by you when you're cooking so that you can extinguish it with flames if you have to. It's a really simple, minor thing that can help you and your family stay safe this season.
You know, that one tip alone, Joe, is huge about keeping a pan or a lid or a cookie sheet nearby, because you just never know when a fire might all of a sudden, you know, bust out. Maybe it's something, a family recipe you've been cooking for eons, has never been a problem, but something weird can happen suddenly, and it happens that fast. So to me, I think that's an invaluable tip, and it's a no-brainer. Like you say, having a fire extinguisher nearby, a cookie sheet or a lid or something to stamp down something that, you know, suddenly ignites unexpectedly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's been such a fortunate experience for me working with firefighters, just to, because it kept me safer. You know, like, if you don't realize certain things. Fire, you know, a lot of firefighters say fire is a living, breathing animal. and it's constantly looking for more oxygen.
Exactly. Well, Joe, we're out of time, and again, we want to remind everybody to go to beburnaware.org for more information. Take that 5-minute test to see how safe your family really is. Joe Cruz, that's his character that he plays in Chicago Fire, just celebrated their 100th episode of Chicago Fire. Joe Manoso, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
And don't forget, be burn aware.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive
like me fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is the music of the season, the music that we love every year at this time. It is also special, all the memories of many Christmases in the past, how they come running back and touch our senses, and the smells and everything associated with it comes back this time of the year. I just pray and wish you all the best of a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And speaking of which, as we draw 2016 to a close, it's estimated that one in three Americans will make a New Year's resolution related to their finances, okay? Maybe all of us make resolutions of some sort, but especially when it comes to finances, you know, a third of us will do that, which is great. And to support year-end planning success, Fifth Third Private Bank recently released digital guides with strategies for individuals and families to consider in preparation for tax season. I'm a firm believer in planning. I'm not always good at doing that, but I always recommend to people that so much is saved in the process of good planning. So we appreciate what Fifth Third Private Bank has been doing on our behalf and this information that is available. But like anything else, like a Christmas present, you got to open up the present to find out what's in it, right? Not like Nancy Pelosi and it's some kind of bad you know, bad piece of legislation, but we're talking good stuff here. Well, among the strategies, Fifth Third experts recommend reducing taxable income, maximizing investment opportunities, and strategically planning for charitable giving. Melissa Register from Fifth Third Private Bank is with us right now. Melissa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas to you, and good to have you with us, because it's the season for taxes, and planning goes a long way in helping us mitigate some of those problematic issues in dealing with taxes, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I know that there is a lot going on this time of year. Of course, we've got family time, we've got travel, we've got the holidays, but there are still, you know, some weeks here available that we can potentially reduce our taxable income for next year's tax bill and kind of, as you said, get ourselves ready for next year with a good plan.
Exactly. Well, tell us about Fifth Third's year-end tax planning and charitable giving guides. By the way, this is a great present. I want everybody to realize this, that this is available. I mean, that you make this available to us. This really is a gift from, you know, from your company and from Fifth Third, and we really appreciate that.
Well, you know, we found that clients are asking us these questions, and we know that if our clients are asking, then everyone is probably thinking about it. So,
exactly.
You know, what should I be doing to reduce my current and future tax liability? If I'm charitably inclined, what's the most efficient way to do that to reduce my taxes and still meet my philanthropic goals? So we put these guides together. You can find them on our website at 53.com/wealthmanagement. And they do a nice presentation, I think, especially the tax planning one of here's where the law is now, here's where we might see it going next year, and here's what we can do both now and in the future to take the most advantage of that.
Well, you know, you speak of charitable giving. Boy, this is the season of giving, and it seems that this is where, you know, charities really do well. It's kind of their Black Friday, so to speak. What Black Friday is to retail, the month of December is for charitable organizations that are, you know, waiting and hoping for these donations. And of course, we're such a giving country, but we want to make sure that we're giving and donating our hard-earned money in a way that serves everybody interests correctly, right?
Absolutely, and you're exactly right that you know, more than half of charitable giving is done in the month of December. And why is that? Well, of course, there are tax benefits, and so people are trying to get in those donations before the end of the calendar year. But it's also, I think, you know, it's the warmth of the holiday season. It's families getting together. So if they wanted to make a larger donation to their church or a hospital or a favorite charity, this is the time of year that they're going to be thinking about it. And we put the charitable giving guide together because there are all sorts of forms that a charitable gift can take. Of course, you can do the easy, here's some cash, write a check directly to them. But if that's not an option, or even sometimes there are more tax-advantaged ways of doing it, like gifting stock or maybe gifting real estate or a, you know, piece of art. So, that's where having good financial advisors or CPAs who can look beyond just the writing the check option and say, hey, maybe there are some other even more efficient ways that we can do this and still meet your charitable goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, Melissa, you talk about three steps that people can take today to improve their finances for tax season. Break that down for us, if you would.
Sure. So the first one, and this is the one where we've got a little bit of a time crunch, is making sure that you have maxed out any available tax-deferred retirement plans that you have available. So maybe an employer-sponsored 401k or your IRAs, things like that. Not only do you, of course, have a leg up on your retirement planning, but it's also going to help you defer income or reduce your taxable income so you're paying less when you're writing that that check next April. The other thing is, as we talked about, charitable planning and other deductions that are available, so making sure you get all those in before the end of the year. And then the last thing is more of a forward-looking, looking at your overall financial plan, so investments, retirement, cash flow, all of those things that I know it's a busy time of year, but if you have a little downtime in between the family events, just being able to put that together or even reaching out to your financial advisor to have those conversations, you're going to get a big leg up for next year.
Yeah, no question. And I'm glad you brought that up because we can get bogged down thinking, look, I got to get my taxes out of the way, take care of my immediate responsibilities. But anything you can do looking forward, and as you say, this is addressed in your survey and in your report here, some good ideas and considerations for all of us looking at 2017, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have some recommendations in there that I think are applicable to everyone. Sometimes if you're a business owner, there are different options that are available to you there. So on the tax planning side, we also talk about some options that are available to business owners. And also you want to keep an eye on what changes may be coming next year with the new administration and what kind of tax changes that might be projected.
Well, Melissa Register is the Vice President, Senior Wealth Planner for Fifth Third Private Bank. As you can tell, she knows her stuff. This is where her experience is coming in handy for us, and we really appreciate her sharing it with us in this role. Melissa works with clients to develop strategies for all aspects of their financial lives, including tax, retirement, family wealth, business succession, and estate planning. Melissa, I always say if you want to be successful, do what successful people do, right?
Absolutely.
And this is what successful people do. They plan. They take advantage of consultants and people who have the information. And Fifth Third has done a great job in answering these questions. As you say, Melissa, you were spurred on by your client base asking these questions. And you're saying, look, if our clients are asking these questions, then everybody else probably needs to know the answers to these questions as well, right?
Yeah, and making sure that you're reaching out to those advisors to ask about your own personal situation, because everybody is different. Everybody's got different retirement goals, different income sources, so you want to have a customized financial plan that is just for you.
Yeah, because when it comes to financial planning, I mean, if anybody tries to put you into a one-size-fits-all kind of deal, right then you pack up your file folders and you exit. You find the exit real quick because in my experience, I've never heard of a one-size-fits-all financial plan. Have you, Melissa?
No, absolutely not. I mean, just by definition, it can't be, because you have to have an advisor who's asking about all your different sources of income. Is it going to be Social Security, retirement plans, pensions, all of that? And what is it that you want to happen? That's where I start with my clients. I say, tell me what your end goal is, and then let's build a plan around that, as opposed to, well, I think you need this, before I even know anything about them. That's just not that's not a recipe for success.
Exactly. Well, we'll do it the smart way, and we'll follow your lead. Melissa Register has been with us. Melissa, where can they go for more information?
You can find those guides and more information at 53.com/wealthmanagement. That's the numbers, 53.com/wealthmanagement.
She is the Senior Wealth Planner for Fifth Third Private Bank. Melissa Register on Bill Martinez Live. Melissa, thank you so much. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Now you tell me, what time of year can you listen to music that's 50, 60 years old and it still makes you warm and comfortable and appreciative and thankful and grateful and all those good things? You know, just rap music just doesn't do it to me. I just, you know, I can't listen. Well, there hasn't been 50 years of rap music, I guess, but here it's just, you know, something about this time of year, Sam, is that you can hear this kind of music and just, you know, feel good about your family and friends and loved ones and all that good stuff until you're, you know, charging for a parking space at the mall. Then it all goes away and fades in the passion of, you know, feeling like, okay, I found that parking spot, you know, get the heck out of my way. And Merry Christmas, by the way, anyway. Samantha Mills Mao is with us. Yeah, Sam. I got to tell you, I had a couple of people, they call me, and they go, hey, what happened to Sam? Because normally Samantha's on Tuesday morning with us by the third segment. So they're all looking forward to her viral videos, and I appreciate it. This has just been one of our most popular segments on Bill Martinez Live, because Sam goes out and she scours all parts of the media, and even sifts through all that fake news as well, because she gets the real news. And, you know, because she's got a list that she's checking twice, and at least. And so she, you know, scours through and gets these great stories. And, of course, this time of year and these viral videos are especially special, if I might say.
And you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. She's featured there. You'll see her pretty little face there. And that's the before face. And even her after face now, you know, since she got married, there's a special glow. You notice that, Scott? She's got a special glow about her ever since she got married.
I do love being married.
Yeah.
It does feel different. It really does. It's wonderful.
Well, are you now writing your full name out pretty easily now, right? So you're not
making... I am.
You know, so now all you have to worry about is 2017. Don't mess up 2017, because that's just around the corner. Because that always takes us a couple of weeks to get used to writing those down.
Yeah, you know, so. It does. Right. It might be even shorter, though. Started with an M, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, so you're ready to go. So you didn't have to change, the insignia on your bathroom towels or anything like that.
Exactly.
So it's still the same, right?
I planned it that way.
All right, good job. Well, you know how many guys she said no to because, you know, it wouldn't match. Scott, it just wouldn't match on the towels. The whole deal. Sorry, you got the wrong insignia, so you're out of here, buddy. Hey, let's talk about kids telling a Christmas story, funny viral video. What's that about?
Okay, so a church, Southland Christian Church in Kentucky, they've had 39 million views on this YouTube video.
39 million?
39 million views.
Whoa.
And they actually originally posted it last year, but it didn't really take off until a couple of weeks ago this year,
mm-hmm.
and it just took off like crazy. It has children at the church that are retelling the story of Christmas, and it is hilarious because mm-hmm. they have adult actors acting it out and even looking like they're portraying the voice, actually doing the voice of the children.
Uh-huh.
And it is just hilarious. You know, there's the kids are saying that the three wise men brought stuffed animals, or like whenever Mary was told by the angel, because they get
mm-hmm.
some of the big key points right. But it's really sweet to hear like the little bits of points that the kids get wrong.
Yeah, these are kids, ladies and gentlemen, not college students that you just paid $250,000 to educate them and they get the stories all goofed up. These are little kids in their own innocence and preciousness, you know. So
that's right.
Good fun.
And I mean, even when the child says Bethlehem, they write the sign. So when you're watching the video, it says Bethlehem, and it's just a really cute video. It just shows the innocence of children, and
uh-huh.
it shows these children really enjoying retelling the story.
So is Bethlehem the non-kosher version of Bethlehem? Is that what that is?
I guess.
I'm just saying. I just
Bethlehem. She says that Mary was doing laundry when Gabriel came to tell her.
Doing laundry.
With the angel. Yeah, it was just a really cute retelling of the story, and I suggest anybody that has the chance to check out the video, check it out, because it's hilarious. There's about 10 different kids telling it, and, I mean, you have singing, you have everything, and it's kind of like a comedy, but it's a really sweet retelling of the story.
Okay, so later on today, you go to Bill Martinez Live, check it out. It'll be posted right there under Sam's Corner. This is a very touching and sad and all emotionally engaging story, this next one that... you were able to find out about. This is a terminally ill boy who dies in Santa's arms, asking him for help with his illness. Oh, Sam.
The story was difficult to read, but I thought it was an important story for good news. Because, you know, you realize how loving and how important certain people can be. And this man was a stranger, but he ended up really giving this boy comfort. Right as he was passing on. And this is in Knoxville, Tennessee. Eric Schmidt Madsen, he's a professional Santa Claus. This guy's 6 foot tall and 310 pounds. And he says he just has enough lap for the kids to sit on.
Mm.
And he got a phone call a couple weeks ago. And he was asked to come to the hospital because there was a boy that was dying and he wanted to see Santa.
Mm.
So he says, I'll put on my Santa uniform. They said there's not enough time, and he just rushes over there. And the little boy's family, he's 5 years old, they're all waiting around for Santa. And he has them kind of, you know, stand on the outside of the room so he can keep it together. And they just have a lovely exchange. The little boy is talking to him and telling him what he thinks. And he says, I want you to tell, when you get to heaven, I want you to tell them that you're Santa's number one elf.
Oh, wow.
And the little boy it gives him a moment of peace, you know, whenever you're hearing the retelling of the story, that little boy just had a moment of peace. You know, Santa had a gift that was brought for the little boy's mom. It was a Paw Patrol gift. And the story, even though it breaks your heart, it gives you a sense of warmth and comfort for that little boy in his last moments of life. And
for the stranger, for the Santa Claus, Sam, I mean, this is,
right.
You know, this is people. This is us being on the journey of life together. And
that's
being
right.
able to bless this young boy as he's passing on his family. Do you imagine, you know, this Santa will never be the same because of this.
He won't.
Yeah. And even us, you know, hearing it. I mean, this is so touching. We got to move on because you're turning me into a blubbery mess here right now.
I know.
Now let's talk about Best Buy employees. You got a kid who's coming into Best Buy all the time to play this game. And the employees say, you know, they realize that this kid just can't afford it. And so what do they do?
So it's a Long Island Best Buy store, and they saw a young man coming in every day. Sometimes he would play for 3 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. And there's a game called Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided, you know what, this is like a $300 gift, but they decided to all come together in the store. And the employees put their money together in a pool and gave it to the young man.
Mm.
And they said there was a tear streaming down his face. He was speechless. And one of the reasons they bought the game was because it reminded them of themselves when they were younger. You know,
yeah.
Their parents couldn't afford to play the game or to buy a game console. Those things are incredibly expensive.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that in many places, you know, hey, look, they might let you stand around for about 10, 15 minutes, but then it's like, hey, get out of here, move on. But
right.
I mean, this says something about the employees in this Best Buy that they were so hospitable to allow someone to be able to come in. Because, you know, God only knows what the rest of the story of this young man is all about. You know, that he would go into a store for 3 hours to play a video game, maybe avoiding gangs or what other things could be associated with maybe some bad choices. So, and here it is, the Best Buy employees come together in such a special way. Okay, 30 seconds. You got to go through this one real quick. This is another one of those blubbering stories here, a viral holiday ad that might leave you blubbering. Tell us about that.
Okay, there's been 12 million views on this. An ad from Poland for a Allegro website called Allegro has a grandpa learning English, and he's practicing, and you see in the end the reason he's practicing is to go meet his grandson that speaks English and tell him, hello, I'm your grandfather. And, you know, it's just the most perfect. You see him practicing for a couple minutes, and it's just...
Oh, very cool. Well, go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. All these and other videos are right there for your enjoyment and your blubbering.
Like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there, but we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Santa's sleigh might fly right on past with all the camouflage around this place. So we bought every string of lights Walmart had. Now he can see the house from outer space. Shot down some ducks and some mistletoe. A lot of love and a pot of gumbo. Hunt you down a Christmas tree. Thank God Mama's cooking's free. Round up your redneck family and watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Santa Claus, we got love behind these beards. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy, happy New Year.
Oh, we got to hear from the ducks, huh? A little bit of duck family music. Merry Christmas to you. Bill Martinez here with you at just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Jill Stein raised a bunch of money, kind of amazingly when you think about it, for this recount that basically flopped. So the question is, you know, what did she get out of this? It basically ended up with a whimper overnight, giving Donald Trump even more votes than he started with after the final certification. But it wasn't a total wash for a Green Party candidate who brought in millions and put herself in a position to redistribute the leftover cash. Stein raised over $7.3 million in 3 weeks to fund recount efforts, more than double. I mean, listen to this, more than double than what she raised for a failed presidential campaign. And here to talk about this with us is our next guest, you know, who's had, you know, an incredible background as the Great American PAC co-chair, Brett Lauder. He's a campaign consultant. He's California executive director for Rudy Giuliani's 2008 campaign for the Republican nomination for president. Brent, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. So what do you make of Jill Stein's whimper? But yes, Summer's saying it was a bit of success, even though it was a bit of a whimper after all was said and done.
Yeah, Bill, I think you hit the nail on the head. She raised a ton of money. So from that perspective, it was successful, unfortunately, for her. But I think everything else kind of shook out as we hoped it would. Candidly, you know, in Wisconsin, one of the places we filed a lawsuit, Trump came out with 131 more votes than he had before they started. And I think part of the effort beyond raising money, was to undermine the credibility of, his election. They certainly filed in three states that, kind of delivered it to Trump and put him over the top. So I think it definitely hurt her credibility, but it didn't hurt her bank account.
Right.
So.
Well, the people, her consultants got a ton of money. I think over $1 million went to attorneys and consultants. So, they were very happy with the recount. They did really well. So they win. The people don't necessarily win. And of course, what has raised the itch here started with, Bernie Sanders, then Donald Trump questioning the system and saying it was rigged. Maybe after all is said and done. Maybe it's going to require some sort of investigation. Of course, anytime you get the government involved, it's like more wasted money on this deal. But maybe we need to pull back the curtain on the whole process and say, okay, what are the numbers here? What's the calculus of cheating that actually takes place, with these Diebold voting machines and other things that have been anecdotally reported down through the process. Even to the point that it was suggested, you're there in California, and it was suggested something like 3 million illegal aliens. I'm not at SC, so I can say illegal aliens on the air. If I was at SC in that one class, then I can't say that. The professor would dock me a grade or two as a result of doing that. But we had undocumented immigrants supposedly participating in the voting process in California. But that's not even defined, is it?
No. And I think, look, you're right that if something comes out of this where they look at the process a little bit more, I think that's kind of an unexpected positive outcome, particularly in Michigan, where, again, another place where we went in to file a lawsuit to stop the recount. They've now seen that in the Detroit area, 37% of the precincts reported more votes from the automated counting than from the hand counting. Right. Mm-hmm. So that shows that something is clearly very wrong in the Detroit area, and that's an area that probably went heavily for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to look in to that process and investigate a little bit more. But look, the reality is no vote counting process is perfect, but there's certainly too much rampant fraud and things happening in there that we need to clamp down on. So I don't think that's what Jill Stein expected to get into when she filed these suits, but if that's an outcome that comes of it, then we're happy about it. And the other thing, go ahead, Bill.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The other thing about her, lawsuit. Clearly she raised, she raised some money and she hurt her, she hurt her credibility. But I think candidly, she's talking about how she's going to refund the money. And she's got this kind of convoluted process of how they're going to come up with where they donate the money to. Why doesn't she just return it proportionally to the people that gave it to her?
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, but right off the top is $1 million out the door to take care of the consultants and the attorneys.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay. She's trying to act like she's going to do something proper with it. Her campaign was ridiculous, the recount was ridiculous, and now how she's going to, in theory, allocate that money is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, to your earlier point, Brent, the things that came out with WikiLeaks and the Veritas videos where you have Democratic operatives saying, hey, look, we've been busing people for 50 years. So we're not going to stop now. Eric Holder looks straight in the camera saying there is no way voter fraud has taken place ever. So not even, paraphrasing him using Barack Obama's words, not one iota of discrepancy whatsoever. But I keep saying, well, why do people keep getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
It's so true. But look, what's the old saying in Chicago, vote early and vote often?
Yes, exactly.
We know it's a flawed process. It's certainly probably not going to be perfect anytime soon, but we can make it more perfect. Look, right. I always joke that here in California, we go to the polls. All I have to do is show up, say my name, and sign my signature. I don't have to show ID. It's tougher to buy a can of spray paint in the state of California than it is to vote for the President of the United States. And
exactly.
That's just a ridiculous process. And that's, we've got it particularly bad out here in California, but I think there's a lot of states that need some major reform to give more integrity to the process.
Well, in California, it's so one-sided anymore. I mean, I was born and raised in California 4 years ago, moved here to the east in Florida, and I thanked the polling agent there. I said, thank you for asking for my ID. She goes, well, it's the law. I said, well, it needs to be the law all over the place that you ask for somebody's, you know, ID before they vote. If we're going to respect and honor the process, then, you know, then why not? I mean, some of this stuff is pretty academic, but yet liberals would want us to believe that somehow people are, you know, votes are not counting. And they have an uncanny ability, Brent, of finding people who had died, and they're able to raise them from the dead. And we're talking staunch Republicans that somehow when they're revived from the dead, they become Democrats. I don't know how they're able to do that. It's an absolute miracle.
No, I know. It's a shameful thing, without no doubt. And look, the good thing about this process or this latest, you know, recount in our lawsuit is it really showed their hypocrisy. I mean, you had, during the election, you had Hillary Clinton saying, you know, being shocked and appalled that Donald Trump wouldn't accept the results of the outcome, you know, of the election. And then, you know, after he wins, she jumps onto the lawsuit. And I think that just shows they're hypocrites in terms of their whole process. And hopefully that starts to expose some of the flaws that you mentioned, you know, very astutely, that we've got to look into this more. I mean, it happens every 4 years where it gets attention. We need to get some attention in the off season a little bit, because that's really the best time to fix it. You can't fix an election process when you're going through, you know, recounts. It's just not the way to do it.
Well, or even a month before, you know, bringing all this stuff out. But, of course, you know, I've been saying all along, this election process that we just went through was quite an exposition. You know, in terms of, you know, how things were manipulated within the Democratic, you know, party, the implication of the mainstream media passing on, in advance questions for a debate, on and on. I mean, this was, a travesty. So I mean, I can appreciate people, you know, questioning this stuff, but yeah, I think it's prudent, as you say, off season. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. And of course, right now, the very thing that we hoped to avoid is, you know, we're still running into a little bit of it. We get the recount, and then we have, you know, some, electoral candidates that are saying, hey, I'm going to cast the vote the way I darn well please, the heck with the people. So again, once again, the, tradition of the vote and the integrity of the vote could potentially be compromised by hopefully a small number of people who still want to, you know, I guess, contest the electoral vote and cast, a contrarian vote.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We're watching that carefully in terms of the process that they're going to cast that vote next Monday. You're right that there's been talk of one person in Texas that's a Republican has confirmed he won't vote for Trump. But then there's been talk of another 20 that may not. Now, I think at the end of the day, they're going to do the right thing. But the fact that it's even being talked about is a little bit ridiculous. I think what helps in the background is, candidly, if somebody doesn't get 270, then the House, then the vote moves to the House of Representatives, where obviously they would verify, you know, Trump's election. So I think that's helping the process. But the fact that you have these antics going on, I think is, you know, is really frustrating. Look, I feel like, had it gone the other way, I don't think we'd be, you know, as conservatives, or I'm a conservative at least, acting like, you know, in this fashion. And I think it's exposing.
Well, it did go the other way.
On their side.
It did go the other way 4 years ago with Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, Republicans, conservatives are just as shocked. Maybe not as dramatic as the Democrats. The Democrats, I think they own that feature of drama.
Yep, you know, they're
doing well. Brent Lauder, thank you so much for being with us. Brent is a Great American PAC co-chair, a campaign consultant, was the California executive director for Rudy Giuliani's 2008 campaign for the Republican nomination for president. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey, too. I look forward to and enjoy having my my One World Way and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Way. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm David Hall.